This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar-Free. First-round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Well, it is Monday, and it's 11 o'clock. So as we always do on Monday at 11 o'clock, we are chatting with Chris Saliza, political commentator, author of the daily newsletter So What, which I believe he is changing to Department of the So What, independent news creator on Substack, YouTube, and Newsphere, contributor to News Nation. He's everywhere. Chris, good to talk with you on a Monday.
Thank you for having me, but you've got it wrong.
Okay.
I'm changing the newsletter to just What? Exclamation point, because it's more aggressive.
I like it. What?
Exactly.
So what?
What?
There you go.
I'm on the front foot, Chris and Amy.
I like it. It is more aggressive that way. Yeah, because it takes out the equivocation of
exactly.
So what? Yeah.
Exactly.
I like
no.
it.
Just what? Like, you're going to step to me?
kind of thing. Step to me. I like
you
that.
Know?
Yep. Yeah.
All right. Well, Chris, a lot of places we could start today. We talked to Colonel Jeff McCausland, retired Colonel Jeff McCausland, earlier from CBS News, and about the changing of the name from the Department of Defense to the Department of War. As you mentioned, it is more aggressive. But how is that being received in the Capitol?
Well, I mean, I just wrote down before I was on with you guys, I just wrote down just a few of the things going on. So, you know, the RFK Jr. hearing in the aftermath, the stuff going on with Florida and vaccines, the surge of ICE troops in Chicago and Boston, potential government shutdown, the situation in Venezuela with the blowing up of the boat. I mean, it's like there's just so much that I don't know. I mean, I think most people, look, Donald Trump has signaled that he wanted to do this for a while now. If you've been paying attention to his public statements, he's very clear he wanted to change it. I'll note he can't really change it with an executive order. It requires an act of Congress, which he may well get. I mean, I would say in the broad spectrum of everything that's going on, it's a relative molehill. Doesn't mean it's a good thing. I mean, I don't love having a Department of War, especially if you're the president who's campaigning to win the Peace Prize. But I think amid all of these other things, it's sort of a bump in the road.
Yeah, this is I don't really know what to make of a lot that's happened here. And renaming of the Department of Defense is a weird thing. I know that Donald Trump is also considering sanctions on Russia again. And that's confusing to a lot of us because, we thought he had a great relationship with President Putin in Russia. So what is going on there? Is the relationship not as good as he was telling us?
I mean, I do think, Chris, that it is useful to always remember that Donald Trump, in his mind's eye, is the world's greatest negotiator. Like, he really does believe that. And so I always look at everything he says and does as an attempt to gain the higher ground in whatever he thinks he's negotiating. And he clearly has tried both the carrot and the stick with Vladimir Putin in the past. Neither have worked. He's clearly frustrated by it. He's actually, he's not someone who acknowledges struggle all that much, but he has acknowledged that it's been a much thornier issue than he thought it would be. I guess this is going back to the stick. You know, if Alaska and the summit in Alaska a few weeks ago was the carrot, this is the stick. You know, I just don't know. I mean, it's always going to be difficult to be the third party trying to tell two other sovereign nations what to do. They have their own interests. And yes, while the United States obviously plays a role in that economically, militarily, et cetera, it's still kind of up to Vladimir Zelensky and Vladimir Putin to decide, you know, when and if this ends. And I think Donald Trump is coming to realize that, you know, that there may not be a way that he can make this deal happen. He's come at it a bunch of different ways. None of those ways, at least to date, have been successful. Obviously, Russia appears to be ramping up its attacks into Ukraine, not drawing them down. It's sort of like, I don't think he probably doesn't want to just walk away from it entirely. At the same time, it's sort of like, I don't know that anything he's doing is going to get him where he wants to get.
Chris, shifting over to the immigration raids that we've seen, the Supreme Court recently lifting limits on immigration enforcement tactics in L.A. A lot was talked about, made of the ICE crackdown at the Hyundai LG Georgia battery factory, with Korean companies investing money in the United States, but then the ICE raids over at that battery plant site. Can you give us maybe some context with these immigration raids, how it's being done, if things like this have happened before under previous administrations and maybe didn't get as much oxygen?
Yeah, I mean, look, what we know, Amy, is that in the one big beautiful bill, the gigantic piece of domestic legislation that the Republican Congress passed and that Donald Trump signed into law, there's a massive funding increase for ICE. So there is more money, and presumably that money pays for more manpower for the Immigration and Customs Enforcement Agency than we have ever had previously in our history. So I think, you know, I'm always hesitant to say this is the first time in history X has happened, because usually that's not the case. But I do think, in terms of the amount of dedicated resource to ICE, I think we have not seen this before. It is why you are seeing ICE agent surges, not just in D.C., but also in L.A., as you mentioned, but now in Boston and Chicago. Donald Trump talking about Baltimore and New Orleans as well, and maybe other places. I think this is, I don't know if it's the new normal for the forever future, but I do think it is the new normal for at least the future that we can see, in that Donald Trump, and probably rightly, believes the politics of this net benefits him, that people, you know, I always note there was a poll last week, an AP poll said 81% of the public, Republicans, Democrats, and Independents, 81% thought crime in big cities was a major problem. Now, his diagnosis, yes, okay, people think crime is a big problem, I think is correct. Now, the solutions, this is often the case with him, the solutions that he offers, I think, are more problematic. There's poll data that suggests 6 in 10 Americans don't like the National Guard being used. So does that mean we just see ICE doing more? Because I think all of this stuff, I know that it's under the broad umbrella of crime, but I think it's really about deportations. If I can tell you, in D.C., the areas where they concentrated law enforcement, ICE and otherwise, are areas that are much less aimed at stopping crime and much more aimed at targeting deportations. Now, it may have the knock on effect that it does lower crime because there's just more law enforcement around. But look, Donald Trump believes in this and he thinks it's good politics. I would assume it's coming to other big cities around the country.
Yeah, and so Chicago is one of those cities. National Guard potentially is coming to. I know that the governor of Illinois, Pritzker, does not want them there. Neither does the mayor of Chicago, Brandon Johnson. I think a lot of people aren't really on board with that idea. Boston is a target here as well. And then the president had that Truth Social post I don't know if it was Friday or if it was over the weekend, where he said the people in Chicago or Chicago will find out what the Department of War means. And then he said, "Oh, I'm not declaring war on Chicago," but that's kind of what he wrote. So what do you make of all that?
Yeah, I mean, it's just terrible. I mean, on its face, you know, you don't want the president of the United States, even via a meme, you know, there's an Apocalypse Now meme that he posted on True Social, suggesting that the U.S. government is going to war with a major city in this country. He went out. Even Donald Trump has limits. I think he understood he had gone too far. He went out on Sunday and said, "We're not declaring war. We're just cutting crime." Declaring war on major cities is not a political winner. Cutting crime in major cities is a political winner. So, you know, I think, again, the two bases, the base of the Democratic Party hates all of this. The base of the Republican Party is in favor of it because we need to be tougher. It's the middle that ultimately matters, politically speaking. And again, I think if it is framed as, we want you to be safe in big cities, whether you live there or you're going to visit them, and we are going to make sure that's the case, I think people are fine with it. If it's, we're going to militarize everything and create a police state, people are not fine with it. Some of it is in kind of the how this is sold. But so I think there is danger at some level for him here of overplaying his hand like he did this weekend, Chris. But if he can frame this as, look, there's too much crime, people are getting shot every weekend, we're trying to put an end to that, or, you know, at least mitigate it, I think that is something that will continue to be something he wants to talk about, particularly when the other options are tariffs, the terrible jobs report, you know, suggestions of you know, inflation and worries about a recession, or the Epstein files, right? I mean, out of those three, talking about law and order and crime is by far Donald Trump's best bet. So that's why I think you're going to continue to see other cities be added to this list.
Yeah, I think it's frustrating because there are some real credible concerns here. People are concerned about immigration and illegal immigration, I should say, and people are concerned about crime. But I think with President Trump, he's a showman and he's impatient. So he sends these ICE raids into factories, into plants, without acknowledging that, yes, we've got a problem maybe with visas, with illegal immigration. But right now, there are some pillars of the economy that rely on it. So before you just kick the pillars down, we've got to figure out how to keep things going. Or, as you mentioned with crime, that's an issue, but you can't just send the National Guard into the cities because you're impatient. And sometimes his approach to the problems seems to make those problems much more controversial.
I echo everything you said, Amy. I think that it is a function of, I think Donald Trump often gets the what right. I think it's the how that he either gets wrong or overdoes. Like, I actually think I think it is not unreasonable to say, why are we operating at these massive trade deficits with all these other countries? Why are we paying them and they're not paying us? I think that but the how do you level that trade war? Do you hold a gun up to the head of our allies and say, you better do this or else? Maybe that works in the near term, but in the long term, it has consequences, right? So he is a pretty good diagnoser of some of the longer term problems in this country. I would take issue, at least sometimes, with the methods that he recommends or uses to solve the problems he has diagnosed.
The National Guard within the hour has given an update on what the Guard in D.C. has accomplished. And this is the statement. Guardsmen have cleared 906 bags of trash, spread 744 cubic yards of mulch, removed 5 truckloads of plant waste, cleared 3.2 miles of roadway, and painted 270 feet of fencing. So at least we got the National Guard on it.
I know, and that's the thing. You know, look, I truly believe that the reason that Donald Trump decided to do what he did in D.C., part of it I think he knew it was going to be good politics, but part of it is when he was driving around in his motorcade, he would see, like, trash or a homeless person, and that bothered him, and that's why he did it. I mean, I really do. If you listen to him talk about D.C., he'll be like, and the medians on the roads are rusting. It's like he's the mayor of Washington. And so I really do. Don't ever think that this is about some grand policy necessarily. I think it is kind of about what he sees and what the people around him see and what they suggest to him, and he just reacts. And this is a, you know, make Washington beautiful again. You know, we're going to make this city great. We're planting trees and we've got more. I mean, I'm not against any of that. It's just a question of, do we need National Guardsmen here to do it?
Chris Saliza, let's do it again next Monday. We appreciate you.
I appreciate you guys. Everybody take care. See you next week.
Independent news creator on Substack, YouTube, Newsphere, and contributor to News Nation. It is Chris Saliza. Get his daily newsletter. It's called So What? Or So What? Whatever it is.
Now it's just What?
What? Okay. Yes, get that newsletter. It's very, very good.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
I'm Claire Fallon.
And I'm Emma Gray.
We are friends and reality dating show fans, and the only thing we love as much as love stories is lovingly snarking on them.
Whether you love love or love to hate it, listen to Love to See It, our podcast dissecting all the romance we see on screen.
From reality dating shows like The Bachelor and Love is Blind to classic rom-coms like You've Got Mail, we recap in obsessive detail and unpack all the weird messages they send us about love, sex, and dating.
Listen to Love to See It on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Amy, normally on a Monday, we will have the results of our No Prize Pick'em Challenge.
Obviously.
But because the Bears play tonight, we decided to push it back a day. So we're going to tell you what happened tomorrow. Yeah. We'll have the results tomorrow. We had listener Brian, mm-hmm. who participated. Tom Lawless of the 1980s Cardinals. He was our celebrity picker yesterday. You and me. Mm-hmm. So those were the four contestants. Well, we went over 8 games total, and I would like to report to you that I was so close to absolutely dominating everybody.
Really?
I picked the first 7 games right. I picked the Chargers to beat the Chiefs.
You did.
I picked the Bengals, Cardinals to win, Washington, Green Bay, the Rams to win. And then it was that game last night where the Bills lost, or the Bills ended up coming back. Baltimore had a huge lead.
Yeah.
They're up like 40-25, and they ended up losing that game. So here's the deal. Mm-hmm. Tonight could come down to the tiebreaker if Amy Marks-Kors gets the Minnesota Vikings to win. So if the Vikings win, it will come down to the final score tonight. So right now,
yep.
I picked 6 correct. You have picked 5 correct.
Yeah.
The only ones you got wrong were the
stupid Chiefs.
Chiefs and then the Saints Cardinals game.
And I agree. I said the Chiefs were going to win because I said Travis Kelce had to show up.
Right.
He had to show up for this game. Otherwise, everyone is going to think that the old ball and chain has got him.
So
if he didn't show up.
If the Bears win tonight, I win.
But
if the Vikings win, then we'll have to go to the total score.
Oh, that's going to be so exciting. And now I remember what I picked for this. I said it was going to be a boring and be a real snooze fest.
You said 27 total points.
Yeah, that's weird that I said that.
I went with 44.
That's so low.
It's very low. It's not totally impossible.
It's not impossible. I felt it. You know, in the moment, I really, truly felt that this game, because you're going to be like, oh my gosh, it's the Monday night game. We're so excited. Oh, it's the Bears. Okay, well, that's fine. Caleb Williams is not going to have a good game. And I just felt that it's going to be a low-scoring snooze fest, and the Bears will lose.
Yep.
Because that's what they do.
You know, they do lose a lot. I feel like this is a new era of Bears football, but it also may not
be. I've known you since 2017,
so,
I think.
Yeah.
And you, every year,
mm-hmm.
have thought it was going to be a new era of Bears football.
Well, 2018 was, and then the double doink happened. Cody Parkey, who should be in jail.
Which means it's not a new era. Double doink is the most on-brand Bears moment.
Cody Parkey should be in jail for what he did in that playoff game.
Who's the guy that doinked but had the name that sounds like a doink, I thought?
Cody Parkey. He hit the upright and then the crossbar and then it fell out. he should be in jail. You know how...
You know what?
Professional kickers, it rarely works to ice the kicker. And by icing the kicker, I mean you call a timeout right before the kick. Okay. And you think, oh, I'm going to make him think about it for another 30 seconds.
Sure.
It almost never works until it does. And it worked on Cody Parkey because he nailed the first one. And then they had called the timeout, so it didn't count. So he had to go back and do it again. And then he hit the upright and then the crossbar and it fell out. And then he went on this, oh, feel sorry for me tour on like Good Morning America doing interviews. Yeah. Go to jail, Cody.
Well, I think he was doomed when his parents named him Cody Parkey. I think whenever you have two E names like Ricky Bobby, like it just, you know what I mean? You can't take someone seriously. Like what if it was President Cody Parkey? No, you can't be a president with two E sounds at the end of your name.
So you can tonight... Follow along, Bears, Vikings, and
Ranji. That sounds stupid.
Terrible.
It's so bad.
Amy Marksy.
Amy Marksy and Chrissy Ranji.
So if Amy gets the Vikings pick correct, if the Vikings win, the point total will matter. Yeah. Amy thinks it'll be 27 total points. I think it'll be 44. It, also, in case you're wondering, Brian, our listener, got four of the games right. He has picked the Bears.
Okay.
Tom Lawless got two right. He has also picked the Bears.
Interesting.
So,
and remember, at the end of the year, the loser has to buy only awkward items at the store. Right now, we're at condoms, a plunger, a stool softener. What am I missing?
I don't remember. Depends, maybe?
Maybe Depends.
Because a listener texted in and said Depends. He said this person is a Carolyn Webster Groves.
And a COVID test.
A COVID test.
Yeah.
Carolyn Webster Groves wrote in, I like to think people are saying she must be buying them for someone else when you buy Depends.
Yeah.
This message before we hit the break here. How about buying a plunger at 7:30 a.m. at Ace because my kid clogged the toilet? The workers followed me to the plunger area looking at which one I would like to choose. Then they laughed. It was embarrassing.
That's awesome. I love Ace. I love the local Ace vibe.
That's so great.
That's really good.
Anyway, Monday Night Football tonight will decide the winner of our No Prize Pick'em Challenge, which we are looking forward to tonight. It's Chris and Amy on KMOX. When we come back, we are going to talk to our guy, Sean Malone. Sean Malone will be in because the redistricting effort here in Missouri is happening. And there's some question as to who drew the new map. So we are going to find out more about that in a moment.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar-Free. First-round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
I'm Claire Fallon.
And I'm Emma Gray.
We are friends and reality dating show fans, and the only thing we love as much as love stories is lovingly snarking on them.
Whether you love love or love to hate it, listen to Love to See It, our podcast dissecting all the romance we see on screen.
From reality dating shows like The Bachelor and Love is Blind to classic rom-coms like You've Got Mail, we recap in obsessive detail and unpack all the weird messages they send us about love, sex, and dating.
Listen to Love to See It on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Now, Chris and Amy visit with the KMOX newsroom.
Oh, boy. It's KMOX 104.1 FM. We've got Sean Malone from the KMOX newsroom who is in studio with us. Some local affairs we want to get to. In particular, the new redistricted map in the state of Missouri that will have some congressional implications, and Sean has been on that story. You're just telling us a fun story from outside the courthouse when they got my guy. They got my guy, well, Sheriff Montgomery.
You left town.
I left town, and as soon as I leave town, they come after my sheriff.
Well, like the entirety of his support is gone at that point when you were out of town. So, right. You know,
I am his support. But
you said, Sean, you were gone. Sean had the breaking news that they got Alfred Montgomery. He was indicted. And Sean said they waited for his one supporter to leave.
And it was you. Me.
And it was you.
It was me. So then you had a...
You were not there to save your sheriff.
But a woman came up to try and save him? Is that what I'm gathering or not?
Not to save him, but yeah, we're outside the federal courthouse, and you see a bunch of TV cameras and reporters there all waiting for someone. And for this woman, as natural curiosity would have it, she decided to ask us of... Who are you guys here for?
It's just a woman who was just walking.
Just a woman walking by. Yeah. And so we said, oh, we're here for the sheriff. He just got indicted on a misdemeanor charge. She goes, they got his ass. So that cracked all of us in the press up. That was a funny moment.
I love this lady. Poor Sheriff Montgomery.
Well, and then, you know, we asked if she would say that on the record, and she said, no, I don't want him to get me like he got the jail lady, I think is exactly what she said. And we're like, actually, that's what he's in there for at the moment right now. That's why he's being indicted.
Oh, that's really funny. You didn't get this woman's name.
Well,
she
I did not get her name. Well, she didn't want to be quoted for it. So,
well, I love her. Tell her I love her. And we are on opposite sides of this issue.
You are.
Like the opposite of you.
That's right.
The anti-Chris Ranji.
Yeah, I am here to protect the sheriff, and
well,
she was
no,
not.
No, you're not here
you were
to
not
protect
here
the sheriff.
To protect
well, I didn't
him.
Know that you were coming after him that day.
Listen,
they waited for you. The Oasis concert was all set up.
Oh, that's what it was. Liam and Noel showed up in the States just so they could get the sheriff.
You're an amateur. You're supposed to stay vigilant, and you did not.
No.
You let your guard down for 1 second.
So what do we know about this map? Because there is some question as to who actually was responsible for drawing the new Missouri congressional district map.
And that's what I'm trying to get to. So it's been floated for a little bit now, even before the map came out, that it was being drawn in Washington, D.C. That's been suggested by some people that I've spoken to in Jefferson City. And it really raised my suspicion when the governor came out in his Twitter video announcing the redistricting special session. And he said, and I forget the exact quote, but, you know, the map was made here by Missourians for Missourians, something like that.
Yeah. I heard him say it this morning on Total Information AM. It was the clip they played.
Yeah. And as a former car salesman, Governor Mike Kehoe, that kind of struck me as when they're overselling. You know, when a salesman tries to overhype something and then it starts to be like, why are you telling me this? Like, shouldn't something like that be a given if we're talking about where the new congressional map is made in Missouri, made for Missouri? Shouldn't it be made in Missouri by Missourians? So I did start to do a little bit of digging. I haven't been able to get as much information as I've requested so far through a couple Sunshine requests. But I did put in Sunshine requests with Speaker President Pro Tem Cindy O'Loughlin in her office and John Patterson, the House Speaker. So the leaders of both chambers for the Republican Party. Neither of them were involved in the drawing of these maps. It's more significant that the Senate was not involved because typically that's who's heavily involved in drawing the maps when they're done in the traditional sense. Every 10 years after you get a new census, that's when you update your maps. But a lot, the Sunshine request that I put in with them, they had just two things, which was basically that came back to me at least. It was the proclamation that everybody got when it was publicly available and announced a few weeks ago. And also just an email basically setting up just a Zoom conversation with a lot of leadership throughout the state within the Republican Party and both chambers and the governor's office as well. Just setting up a meeting, not anything of there was no drafts being passed around or what do you think about this? How does this one look? So I have Sunshine requests in with the governor's office. And I have not gotten them back yet. I don't know if I will get them ahead. I don't think I will, at least ahead of the special session that's coming up on Wednesday. And that's kind of the target of when Republicans and Governor Kehoe want to wrap this up by. The Senate's back for veto session anyway, so they're already in town. I believe the Republican Party can have it in the House taken up on the first vote today. So I would think moving forward, if they don't have the final vote today, they're going to hold that tomorrow. It's going to head to the Senate. Senate will take it up during veto session. And the question is, what can Democrats do at that point? The answer is not all that much.
Sean, you mentioned the Sunshine request. And I know sometimes the timeline for the response to a Sunshine request in various fields can vary. Is there a deadline? Is there a timely response mandate when you issue a Sunshine request to the state legislature?
Depends on the extent of the request. And even sometimes, you know, my experience so far, they'll extend their own timeline if they still need more time to gather some of these things. I won't go into specifics of everything that I've requested, but I hope that the extent of what I'm requesting is not so deep that it requires a lot of time to sift through, especially since the governor has not necessarily been here for many years at this point. Like, this is the very first year of his very first term as governor. So it's not like there's a long, extensive dialogue between certain parties that I'm trying to sunshine. So hopefully it shouldn't get extended any further. I'm expecting later this week, if not early next week, maybe to get something. I'm hopeful. At least that's my understanding of when I should get something by. But I have tried to ask for some of the information just on its own, where, hey, look, I put in a Sunshine request for this, but this is a list. So, for example, I reached out to a spokesperson for the governor asking for the list of names on the governor's team, because that's what he said in his video, that it was made by my team. Who on your team made it, I'm curious about. And so I reached out and asked about that, and the response I got on Friday, late afternoon, almost evening time, was that, as mentioned in the special session announcement, this is a spokesperson from the governor's office. Governor Kehoe directed his staff, which includes several members with extensive knowledge of and experience in the redistricting and map drawing process, to create a new congressional map. Ultimately, the Missouri First map reflects the governor's vision and direction. So didn't name names.
Right.
And so I followed up with a text right after that saying, can you name these members?
And they haven't been able to do that.
I have not gotten a single name yet at this point.
No, somebody has. I mean, the team members know, the governor knows. So what would be the point of delaying or obfuscating the answer?
Especially when I'm just looking for just a list of names of, you know, who on the team was involved in drawing these maps. And that way I can turn around in my reporting this morning would have said X, Y, and Z were involved in making these maps according to the governor's office. But they have not named names on who made this map yet, which just kind of like going back before, where why do you have to say the map was made in Missouri? That raises suspicions for me. The fact that we're not naming names at this point continues to raise that suspicion.
So the question is whether or not this was a map really drawn by members of the legislative body in Missouri, or if it was given to them by a national entity,
some
kind.
Other outside organization,
yes.
Or whether it was drawn by the White House in Washington D.C. and the Trump administration,
given to us and said, "Here's what you're going to do.
Here's what you're going to do,"
which is not good. I mean, I think we should, if we believe in states controlling their own.
And
situations,
sure
then we
that,
should be, yes.
And I'm sure there's
Missourians
some people
doing.
That would not care at the end of the day.
Probably not.
Who cares where the map is, especially those that are in favor of this redistricting to gain another seat are going to sit. Many of them, I'm sure, would sit there and say, I don't care who made this map. This map benefits me. I like it. I want it. We should pass it. But again, it's just when you sit there and say this map was made, by my team for Missourians, by Missourians. Again, I don't have the exact quote in front of me, but it's why do you have to say that?
Yeah.
Especially if it turns out, as the Democrats are suggesting that it was made in D.C., if it turns out that it's not true, then it's just, like I said, it's a salesman that's overselling something a little bit.
Do we know who redrew the maps in Texas? Did that come from D.C. or come
that
within the
state? That I don't know. I haven't looked into who made the Texas maps. I haven't really dug into that. I just know that through the traditional process here in Missouri, mm-hmm. the Senate is heavily involved. This time, the Senate was not involved. At least the Senate President Pro Tem, Cindy O'Loughlin, and her office were not involved. Same can be said for the House Speaker, John Patterson.
All right. Well, we appreciate the reporting, Sean, and keep us updated as to what you find out. Hopefully, you find out something soon.
Yep. Let's hope.
And stay on that sheriff.
Yes.
No, actually, back off my guy, man.
Did you donate to his campaign?
Donation request
he put out?
I was going to donate $1 and I've forgotten. Now, thanks for reminding me. I'm going to go find it.
Well, that's good.
He needs all the help he can get, and I am squarely behind him.
Well, you are. Now I was going to say you've got a new attorney general to win over because Andrew Bailey, no longer the attorney general. So now you've got to start from square one.
I hope. That when this is over, Sheriff Montgomery can flourish in his role as sheriff for years to come, many, many years to come. I hope he's our sheriff for 3 decades.
I thought you were going to say 3 years, because that'd be just
the
rest of his term at that point.
For the rest of my life. That's what I want.
There you go.
Thank you, Sean Malone.
Anytime, guys.
Take a look at my girlfriend.
Amy Marks Corps, Chris Ranji, 104.1 FM KMOX. So we have decided, Amy and I, because it's really between the two of us. It's whoever loses the most games this year or the most matchups, right?
We got to figure out maybe the person who
wins the least, the wins the fewest amount.
Right. So you get a point.
Every time you win.
First place, second place, third. No, you get a point. First place, second place, third place, fourth place.
Uh-huh.
And whoever has the highest total loses.
The highest total.
Yes.
Right.
Highest total loses.
So what we're going to do is the loser of our no prize pick'em challenge at the end of the season will have to go into a busy grocery store and buy the most embarrassing items possible. So we're talking
about tangentially awkward. Because I'm not embarrassed to buy toilet paper.
Are you embarrassed to buy Trojans?
Are you?
Yep. Totally. Absolutely. So here's what we're talking
just,
like a plunger.
You're just being careful.
Plunger.
Yeah.
Prophylactics. Depends.
Prophylactics.
And we have a couple of suggestions.
Okay.
One person is texting in, how about baby oil? Mm. Well, because we all know what happened in my car. We all know what happened in my car. And another person has suggested hemorrhoid cream. Preparation
that's a good
H. So you have to get that. Or any kind of rash cream.
Oh, that's a good one.
So you have to walk up to the and I think we should do, can't do self-checkout.
Obviously.
You have to go through to a person, hand them all of these items.
Now, lest people think we're shaming, we're not. Because here's the thing. One of my favorite quotes is from Kurt Vonnegut, "How embarrassing to be human." It is. It's embarrassing to be human. So we got to laugh at ourselves. I don't know why you're embarrassed to buy toilet paper.
Me?
Yeah.
I don't, because I feel like when I'm buying
it. What do you think people think you are?
I feel like
Kim Jong-un?
No, I feel like people think that when I'm buying toilet paper that my poo is imminent. Like, I need it right now.
No one does that. No one has to go to the bathroom. Guys, I got to go to the bathroom. I better run to the store and buy toilet paper.
It's how I feel. It's how I feel. I know it's not rational, but that's how I feel.
I think, and here's the thing. Buying a bunch of embarrassing items is one thing, but honestly, there's almost more power in the combination. Like, just buying, like, two plungers and a stool softener.
Okay.
That's a funny combo.
How about this then?
Okay.
You have to go into four different stores individually and buy one of those items each. You have to either go in and you have to go and buy the preparation H, put it on the.
You got to have a combo. It's got to be two items.
The
comedy is in the combination.
Fine. So then you have to go to four different places, buy two items each, and they both have to be really embarrassing.
What if you bought two bottles of like Dave's super duper hot fire sauce?
Yes.
And a bunch of toilet paper.
Well, Big Blonde Dan says, what about buying laxatives?
Yeah.
So what if you, what if you buy the hot sauce? What if you buy the hot sauce and the laxatives?
And prune juice.
Prune juice.
Like you're trying everything.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, I love that. I love that. Like, man, this guy's really backed up. Hot sauce and prune juice.
And then you have to ask, is this toilet paper extra quilted?
How soft is this? Is it as soft as they say?
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh.
I think that's a great idea.
Okay.
Let's see, man. You could do all sorts of stuff. Hold on. There's got to be combos that we're not thinking of.
Yeah. We'll work on all that. But I think that's the end result. The loser at the end of the year has to do this. So go ahead and text in with your suggestions on the things we'll have to buy. We'll figure out the combo. So 314-436-7900 or tweet at us at ChrisAmyKMOX. Also, this message says they just played your commercial where you're talking or you're asking everyone for a good deed or an act of kindness. And a few minutes ago, you sounded like you said you wanted the kicker to go to jail,
yeah,
which is completely unkind. So Jerry Kelly, heating, air conditioning, electrical and plumbing. Yes, they want us to ask you to perform an act of kindness. It could be something very, very small. It could be holding a door for somebody. It could be paying it forward, whatever you feel like doing, right? And so, because one of those acts can help make somebody's day, right? And so part of that is just being a nice person. And yes, I did suggest that Cody Parkey, the former Bears kicker, should go to jail for missing that kick in the playoffs. I don't think that's terrible because that would be a service to all Bears fans.
They would love to see him in jail. You've told a lot of people to go to jail, though.
Also true.
If you do group orders on the Starbucks app, you want those people to be jailed?
Yeah. Yep. I completely agree. Because you're setting the rest of us back. I don't think that's nice. This message says that we should be, how about reading glasses and a suppository?
And a flashlight.
And a flashlight. And another listener suggests that we should pay for all of these items with pennies and nickels. Now, we're not trying to put out the people who work at the grocery store.
Oh, yeah, no. It's not that.
We don't want that.
No. No, you don't want to pay for it with pennies and nickels. You just, yeah, the reading glasses, the suppository, the flashlight. Suppository sounds like it belongs at the U.S. Post Office.
Okay.
Doesn't it?
No. I don't know what that means.
It sounds like something. Like, oh, did you get, sorry, I can't get your mail back. It's already in the suppository.
Is that really still a thing, the suppository?
Yeah.
They still use it if you're having a real problem?
Suppose it just means to stick something somewhere.
Okay. I think it's time. This is how we lead into the Gas House Gang, isn't it?
It is.
So if you missed anything on the show today, you're going to want to get the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcast. It's all there available for you. But with the Odyssey app, you can listen to Cardinals Baseball Live. Did you know that? You can listen to the show live and all the shows on KMOX. Total Information, Us, Dave Glover Show, and you should have it on your phone. So we thank you for listening and for calling and texting and all that good stuff today. And then tomorrow we'll be back at 9 o'clock. Amy Marks Kors and Chris Ranji on 104.1 FM KMOX. We'll talk in sports on the Gas House Gang next.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy,
celebrity interviews, or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar-Free. First-round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
I'm Claire Fallon.
And I'm Emma Gray.
We are friends and reality dating show fans, and the only thing we love as much as love stories is lovingly snarking on them.
Whether you love love or love to hate it, listen to Love to See It, our podcast dissecting all the romance we see on screen.
From reality dating shows like The Bachelor and Love is Blind to classic rom-coms like You've Got Mail, we recap in obsessive detail and unpack all the weird messages they send us about love, sex, and dating.
Listen to Love to See It on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.